Welcome to Improve Something Today. I'm Brian. Each episode, I'll bring you a little idea from the world of lean and continuous improvement. Today's episode, problems. Everybody has problems. Supervillain Dr. Impossible once told us that once you get past a certain threshold, everybody's problems are the same, fortifying your island and hiding the heat signature from your fusion reactor. Everybody has problems, and those problems have solutions. Now, the problem with solutions is that people can't stop thinking of them. It's pretty common for somebody to express a problem in terms of the solution that comes to mind. An example of something I hear a lot is, we need more training, or the person who does this task needs to be trained to do it right. Of course, we all know that training is hardly ever the solution for anything. We need more training is a proposed solution, and it's a shitty solution. So instead, let's try to state the actual problem. If you do that, we need more training might transform into something like, this task requires people to remember three little details that it's easy for them to forget. Okay, that's a great problem. You can imagine a few ways to solve it that don't involve training people. Now, why is it that we might start talking about solutions as soon as we see a problem? I can think of a few possible explanations. One is that our culture and our organizations value problem solving. Another is that our brains have dopey, greedy, ex post facto reptiles inside of them that makes us feel great when we believe that we've solved a problem. Maybe it's because our knowledge is tacit and our work is embedded in social systems, so it's easier to see a solution than it is to talk about the underlying problem. Maybe when problems arise, we rush to find somebody to hold accountable or to understand why some problem has, and this is a quote, been allowed to occur. Here's the deal. If you want to make things better, you can do it by working on problems. But you shouldn't rush to solve problems. First, you have to collect problems and study problems. One maxim of lean is that no problems is a problem. Let's hear that one again. No problems is a problem. Success hides problems. Failure makes people notice problems. But problems are always there, hiding inside your most important work and routines, and there are always opportunities to make the systems they're embedded in a little bit less terrible for somebody. Coming to see problems as useful, or maybe even exciting, is an important part of lean. We can do a lot with a good problem, and that's why we end up spending time to slow down or even stop and look for problems. Well, that's today's episode, Problems. Next episode, Noticing. Thanks.